Thanks for tuning into another episode of Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. We are available on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. So wherever you choose to listen, subscribe, and leave a review. You can even share it with a friend. So let's get into today's episode entitled Simply a Witness. If you read through the book of John, you see that John the Baptist is described as many things. A voice in the wilderness, the friend of the bridegroom, a bright and shining light, and a witness of the light, just to name a few. Each of these names have specific meanings, but they all have the same purpose, pointing people to Jesus. Just like how John the Baptist was a voice in the wilderness preparing the way for Jesus' first coming, we need to be preparing the way for Jesus' second coming. The reality is Jesus is coming back again for a bride. That is us, the global church. But until he comes back, we must take up the mantle John put down. We must be a witness to the light. John 1:8 says, John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. Let me give you an example of someone else from scripture who was a witness to tell about the light. In John chapter 4, we meet the woman at the well. We don't know the circumstances surrounding her relationship, but what we know is that she has had 5 husbands and is currently living with a man at the time. One day she encountered Jesus. She encountered the light, and that one encounter changed her life. After the encounter, she says to the town in verses 29 and 30, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah?" So the people came streaming from the village to see him. And then just 9 verses down in verse 39, it says, "Many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, 'He told me everything I ever did.'" Because the woman had said. Because of this woman's witness, many Samaritans came to know Jesus. I want you to notice something. Jesus didn't heal her, deliver her from demons, train her, commission her, or send her out. She witnessed the light and was compelled to tell others. Here's the key. In order to be a witness, we have to do 2 things. 1, tell others about what we have experienced, about our encounter. Each of our encounters with Jesus will be different. He may heal you and affirm someone else. He might discipline you and comfort someone else. Jesus knows what we need and when. In order to be a witness, we have to open our mouths and tell others. That can be your kids, friends, co-workers, strangers online. It doesn't matter. Jesus told the woman at the well about herself. That was her encounter, and it caused many to come to Jesus. Speak about what Jesus has done for you. 2, we must live as if we have experienced the light. What do I mean by that? Our words mean nothing if we don't tangibly love those around us. If we live contrary to the Jesus we are trying to expose the world to. How you live your life will speak louder than what you say. John wasn't the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. A witness in a dark, dark world. And we ought to be the same.